This is the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. Each week, Marvin G. Belzer, or one of our UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Monday Meditation. Good to be here with you. If you're new to meditation, welcome. I feel confident that meditation is something that ordinary people can do and that anyone can do, whether you're ordinary or not. And it is, it's a human activity. It's for humans. It's something that can be done. We have consciousness. We have the ability to decide where to place attention. We use this ability in admittedly an odd way, but meditation is a different activity from other things we do where we use attention. And so in most forms of meditation, we'll begin, as we will, by focusing attention in a certain way on something happening in our experience. And one good way to do it, which is what I'll guide you in, is focusing on sensations, sounds we can hear, sensations in our bodies, the sensations that we can feel associated with a normal day. And so we are focusing on ordinary things, and this can be boring, of course, but it can be worth doing, and it can be worth kind of working through the boredom, because this activity does have remarkable effects for us as humans. It is a way. It can be hard to believe, and don't take my word for it. You know, maybe take my word to kind of bolster your confidence a little bit, but you can see for yourself with some practice. And for each of us, it's our own journey. And but you're not getting something from me in terms of the experience. I'm just giving you some hints as to what you can do. So as we begin, I'll invite you to notice sounds. We'll take about a minute just to notice whatever sounds that you can hear in your environment. And it's easy to do. What's hard is to kind of accept how simple it is. And then bringing attention into our bodies. The breath is pretty good for most people, much of the time, you know, just the feel of the air coming in at the nose, leaving at the nose, or movement in the chest, the abdomen, with the normal breath, rising of the abdomen, falling of the abdomen, and so forth. And then there will certainly be those times when we realize that, yeah, we were trying to do this, but our attention got pulled away. And it's often thoughts, right? Or maybe a sound leads to thoughts. One thought leads to another. The process happens quickly. It's going on all the time for us, you know, throughout our day. And we're not just going to turn that off when we decide to meditate. So it'll happen. We'll realize at some point, oh, I'm daydreaming. I'm mulling something over. I'm worried about something. And in mindfulness meditation, we take that as an opportunity just to be aware in that moment as part of the meditation, right? This is happening. I'm worried. What is it like to be worried? What does it feel like for me right now? So we don't have to stop the experience. We just notice what it is. But what we can also do is, okay, I'm worried about that. But for the time being, I'm just going to turn my attention back to the breath and I'll worry later. So the worry may continue, but it's a quite an extraordinary skill we have. Even without stopping the thoughts, we can turn our attention back to something like the breath. And it's quite interesting because our habits can kick in like, no, I need to worry about that now, right? And off we go again. So we kind of have a sense of humor as we begin to become more familiar with how our minds work. So we take that and then we come back, same process. So the coming back, the focusing attention, sustaining attention with the breath works to develop concentration, clarity, stability of mind. And then when we're just aware of the worry or whatever, that also has an important part to play in mindfulness. Okay, well, I've been silent a lot for 2 months. I seem to want to talk a lot. Let's meditate together. Eyes can be open or closed. Might take a few deeper breaths as we begin, slightly deeper in breath and out breath. Yeah, maybe a sigh with the out breath. This is just one way to begin. So, yeah, when you feel like it, letting the breath be normal, just a few deeper breaths can be a good way to start. Then the breath is normal. We'll come back to the normal breath in a minute, but for now, notice the sounds you can hear. And if you can, notice how easy it is just to pay attention to some of the sounds. We don't try to hear everything. We don't have to make a list or keep track. Just kind of moment after moment, noticing some of the sounds that are presenting themselves in your consciousness. Not trying to get something out of the sounds or do something with them, just noticing what it's like to hear them. So if you feel like it, you can stay with sounds, right? It's a good way to meditate. It's also good to practice with sensations in our bodies. So when you feel like it, turning your attention to your body, the feel of your body right now, not how you're supposed to feel or well you would like to feel, just noticing what's happening. You may not notice much. Head, shoulders, arms, hands, torso, legs, feet, vibration, pressure, softness. Just noticing. As we feel into our bodies, it can be natural to notice the sensations connected with the normal breath. So we're not breathing deeply the way we began, not controlling the breath in any way, just letting it happen. And focusing on what it feels like, the physical sensations that arise. Maybe you've never even thought about this, but there are sensations taking place when we breathe at the nose. We can feel the air coming in, we can feel the air leaving. And there, around the edge of the nose or the upper lip. The abdomen moves. Diaphragm moves, so the slight rising, tensing with the in-breath, falling, softening, dissolving with the out-breath. So these are pretty good sensations typically for our purposes because they're usually not painful, and that's kind of the main feature we're looking for. Just focusing somewhere that's not going to stimulate a lot of thoughts because it's painful. Maybe slightly pleasant, that's all right. We just try to, don't try to do everything I'm saying, but maybe just focus at the nose, the upper lip, or in the abdomen. Just notice what's happening there as the normal breath takes place. If the breath doesn't feel quite right, you can come back to sounds. We also can focus elsewhere in our bodies, vibration in the hands and, or in the feet. But there is something about the breath, partly because it's changing, right? There is some movement, there is change. So that can help us keep our attention there. And so just knowing when the in-breath begins, when the out-breath begins is good enough. And then keeping in mind that try as we might to stay focused, we do try. It takes some effort, but it's mostly patience. But no matter how hard we try, there will be times when we realize the attention has drifted. And it's perfectly normal, understandable. We have these habits of, you know, what needs to be worried about right now? What needs attention? And so it's part of being intelligent that this happens. So when it happens, just notice, okay, maybe even a label thinking. Or planning, or worried, or happy, or whatever it is, the kind of the thought or the emotion. And then we bring our attention back. So we don't have to fix it or change it in any way. Just notice and then come back, maybe the next in-breath as it begins. So I will be silent for a bit. We could practice together. So we'll take 3 or 4 more minutes for this meditation together. Having done it this long, it may seem to you unreasonable to add 3 or 4 minutes more. You may be out of gas. So can you notice what it's like to be out of gas, impatient, and then muster that willingness? Yeah, but what's the breath feel like this time? This in breath, this out breath. So thank you. It's good to practice with you. We come from all directions, from all parts of the world. It's nice to be able to meet this way. And indeed, it is an activity that is going to seem unreasonable to a lot of our habits, right? Our to-do list is over there waiting. So many of our habits involve, as they should, getting things done, being active and so forth, and caring about things. And yet, once we get a taste for the value of taking time like this, then it makes more sense, right? And I do teach this with confidence, and I enjoy kind of teaching kind of the basics of how we do this in a way I hope that makes sense. That being said, you know, having worked a lot with college students and older teens, I'm keenly aware that it's such a personal activity. I don't know. I really, for each of you, I don't know how this fits into your life. You know, and some of my favorite students over these years are the ones who, for whom it didn't make sense, but who kind of thought that it should make sense. You know, not because someone was telling them that it should, but it's just like, yeah, something in them. Yeah, something in them was like, yeah, there, I don't have a choice. So anyway, I drove off the road there. It's interesting. It's so personal, right? And it can be really hard. I make jokes, but I'm aware that there almost certainly someone in the room here for whom this was kind of the hardest 20 minutes you've had in a long time. Just to kind of, even though no one's can see you or, you know, you have permission just to leave the Zoom room or whatever, nonetheless, you stayed, but it was hard. And it isn't necessarily easy. It's simple, but it's not necessarily easy. And, that's partly because of the habits of our minds, or just because of what comes up, right? If we give ourselves any silence, then boom, we have to face what comes up, which can be fear or anger or sorrow and so forth. So this turns out to be really interesting. I have done this sort of, I started as a grad student when I had a Fulbright grant in Helsinki to work with some Finnish logicians as a philosophy grad student. I started on my own in the winter when things were kind of quiet and dark. And it made sense to me, even though I had instructions out of a book and good instructions from Mahasi Sayadaw. And that was 43 years ago. And I just was on a 10-day retreat. I did 6 weeks here in my apartment, and then I had the chance to go out to the desert near Joshua Tree, California, high desert. And a friend of mine who I met in Burma, Myanmar, it was called Burma then in 1987, did a 5-month retreat with a Burmese monk named Upandita. So I met him at that time, and he has been instrumental in a small retreat center out there in the middle of the desert. And it's interesting, you know, it's like on the one hand, after 43 years, I'm still learning things. I am definitely still learning things. And it's fascinating. At the same time, I have practiced consistently for that time. And it shows up when I do have that opportunity to take the time. And as I mentioned 2 weeks ago when I was here briefly, I mean, I was here for a few days and then I took off again. It's not easy, even though I have the experience and I have that, you know, I know I can do it and so forth. There are things that I care about. There are things I do. And so it's this very interesting process of giving myself the space to do retreats and so forth. And for some of you, you'll encounter that same difficulty in even giving yourselves 10 minutes in the morning or in the evening at this point. But if you know, if something in you is like, no, I need to do this, then respect that. And don't think 10 minutes is too small. It's not. It's significant. And like the early comment from Lisa, noticing a difference in my reactivity that I can only attribute to meditation, seeing my thoughts as they are, So there is that aspect of mindfulness, just the seeing. This is what is happening without any responsibility to fix or change, right? Just to notice this is what it's like to be me in these moments. Together with that activity of returning attention to something like the breath that's relatively neutral to develop those qualities of clarity, concentration, and stability, which is it's a real thing, right? I mean, there is a reason mindfulness is coming into to the West, Western societies the way it is. So yeah, thank you for your attention. It's good to be with you. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.